Hey, everybody. I need to take a moment out of this podcast just to talk to you just briefly about Anchor. Anchor is the platform that I use to make this podcast, and I have to tell you that it is a game changer. I was really nervous about how to find the time to record my podcast and to get it out to the world, and Anchor made it such an easy process. Everything is in one place. You just sign up. It distributes everything to all of the different platforms, Spotify, Apple, Google, all of those. And literally all you need to do is record and edit just straight from the platform. It is a game changer because it's so easy. Check it out today by downloading the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. I highly recommend it. It's what I use, and it has been a game changer for myself and for other people who are listening to my podcast. So go check it out.
Welcome to the Course Building Secrets Podcast. This podcast is for entrepreneurs, service-based business owners, and consultants who are ready to create, launch, and sell their expertise through the creation of profitable online courses. The real question is this: how do you package your message in a way that creates a scalable business for you and creates a bigger impact in the lives of your customers? This podcast will answer that question. Join me as we explore key tips and concepts to build a strong foundation to your online course business. We will look at the why and the how of the course creation framework. While sales and marketing your offer are critical, you also need to be able to sell something of value and substance. That's where the course creation framework comes in. This podcast is not for everyone. This is for people who want to get real results. We value the customer and learning experience. We are passionate about the transformation our customers will get and want to create an empire of raving clients and fans. We also believe that building an online course can be fun, creative, and profitable. So tune in every day for inspiration and practical tips to grow your business through profitable online courses. Hey everybody, welcome to the first episode of Course Building Secrets. I am so excited that you are here. First, before I get started, I just have to thank all of the people that have been asking and pushing me towards publishing this podcast. It is an exciting day, and I just thank all of you from the bottom of my heart for helping me get this out to the world. So again, you know who you are, but thank you so much for your support. I appreciate it. Here is the start of our journey. All right, just to get started, what I wanted to do was share a little bit about my story, just to give you a little context into why I'm doing this podcast and what you're going to be experiencing as we go through this journey together. So for me, I started my career in learning and development, and so in corporate for many years. And then about 15 years ago, went out on my own to create an agency that specialized in creating online courses for businesses, primarily for larger corporations, just because that was my background and that was what I was familiar with. So for the last however many years, I'm going to date myself, but way more than 20 years, I have been working on creating online courses that help people transform their results, improve their performance, change their behavior, and really be able to make a bigger impact in their job or in the business that they are a part of. And that's been great. And it's been a very fulfilling experience up until this point. So literally, I eat, breathe, and sleep online learning and online courses. So I'm super passionate about it. So hopefully that will come out as you experience this podcast and hopefully help you be able to create your own online courses and really make an impact with your audience. So I started this business. I've been working in the business, scaling the business, like I said, for the last 15 years. And one of the things is when I came out of corporate, I knew I wanted to own my own business. And so it was really looking at, okay, well, what's my expertise? What's my passion? And I knew that it was in online courses, and I knew I could make a bigger impact by helping people learn through technology. And so that really became sort of my golden compass as I went through and built my career. And that was great, right? And so I was a technician. I designed the courses, I developed the courses, I did consulting and strategy work with clients, and it was all me for a very long time. And then as the agency grew and scaled, or as my practice grew and scaled, I realized that I couldn't do it all myself anymore, but was still putting in 12-hour days and working constantly, and I had lots of clients and was trying to do everything right. And I said, okay, enough. How do I change this? And so decided to scale with the agency model, which is, you know, adding additional talent to help fulfill on the projects. So at the agency, we take a team approach to how we do work. So now I've gotten myself out of sort of that technician role. Now I lead and manage. And so I have other people who are using their talent and their expertise to build great courses for our clients, which is all great. The challenge with an agency and that kind of sort of project-based model is that when you grow in scale, you grow in scale complexity and infrastructure as you grow in scale client projects. And so I started looking, it was about 5 years ago, I started looking at it, I'm like, okay, well, wait a minute, right? We've got to be able to move beyond hours for dollars. We've got to be able to move into something that allows us to increase profitability, to increase the amount of leverage and reach that we can have, and really grow and scale the business in a way that allowed us to do that. And so that's sort of when I was introduced to leveraged products and services. And leveraged products and services means that you're moving beyond that hours for dollar model, just the one-to-one, I put in some time and I get out a certain dollar amount, right? Kind of that contractor model or the project model. So we started looking at various ways to adjust that in the agency, and really, which is kind of funny if you think about it, is one of the answers to that. There are a couple, and I'll probably go through those in our future podcasts, but one obvious thing is to create our own online courses instead of just having it be work for hire. And so started looking at, you know, how do you build and scale profitable online courses that we own and that we can put out there in the world that allows people to come and learn our expertise and move forward with that. So that is the approach that we started to go down. And I will say that there have been some really interesting sort of windy roads and challenges with that model. And again, I'm sure we'll get into those as we explore future podcasts. But really was, you know, a lot of change to how you think about work in the workplace, right? So especially coming out of corporate, it's very traditional, very 9-to-5, very much you're creating a job. And looking at this idea of how do you create something that you create one time and you get results from over and over and over again, versus you create it one time and then you get one result and you move forward and you create another thing and you get one result, right? So we want to create that leveraged result, which means create it once and get lots and lots of benefit from it. And so really, one of the things that we're going to talk about as we move forward in this podcast is how do you do that? What does that look like? And then how do you create, not only create a course, like the mechanics of it, but also how do you make sure it's profitable? How do you make sure that people want it before you build it? And how do you make sure that what you're creating is at the right level to create that transformation in your learner? And we'll get into all of that as we go. I've had a lot of starts and stops with this, and I'll be honest, I've gone down the road and transitioned back because I, you know, kind of got drawn back into the mechanics of the business and all of that. And so my journey through this has taken probably longer than it needed to. So one of my huge goals in this podcast and in the courses that we have available is to shortcut that process significantly so you have a clearer and more concise path through some of the noise and pressure that you'll go through as you start to look at how to create something out of your expertise or shift the way that your service-based business is working today. And so I'm excited to share that with you, and I will certainly share with you some of the red flags or gotchas that I went through that that we can just totally eliminate because I've already done them for you. You don't have to worry about it. And so I think that, you know, for me, the biggest aha and the biggest epiphany for me was when I stepped back from my agency business and was really able to see sort of from a 10,000 foot view how we could make some shifts and even small tweaks to create a whole different impact in terms of profitability and customer impact that we wouldn't have had sticking with the traditional agency model. So I'm super excited to share that with you as we go through that. And the end result is really creating additional leverage products and services that will help you scale and grow your business in a whole different way that provides you with that new level of impact. So again, super excited for us to go through this journey together. On this podcast, you're going to hear various examples and case studies and tips and tricks and just different things for you to think about. Will it hopefully inspire and allow you to build your own online course business? Because it's not just about building an online course that you're putting out there, but it's really building a business around online courses. And I mentioned this in the intro, and I just want to go into it just a little bit more in this introductory podcast, because I think it's super important to call out, especially for my two CCX friends who may be listening to this, is that sales and marketing are crucial to your success in terms of being able to get your message out to a broader audience that may or may not know about you today. And then also being able to obviously get people to convert into customers, totally critical. And we've learned a lot about that in the last year, is how to do that. And the messaging and the copywriting and the funnels and all of those things that are super critical. But one of the things that I really want to stress is that all of that is great, but if you don't have a strong foundation for what you're selling and how you're going to really fulfill on that sale that you're making, you're not ultimately going to be in this for the long game. You're not going to be in this to really create a sustainable business that will allow you the freedom that you want as well as the impact that you want to make. So this piece is critical to being able to do that. And in my mind, it's sort of the missing piece. And so that's why I'm so excited to explore this and explore this with you all as we continue through this podcast. So check out, the next episode is coming. And as you go through this podcast, if you like it, definitely make sure that you rate it and make a comment on it so it starts to get up in ranking on some of the podcasts. Until tomorrow, have a great day. Thanks for joining this journey with me. Hey, everybody, wanted to come on at the end of this episode and let you know about an event that's coming up in August of 2023. So we are super excited to announce the second annual Gamify My Course Camp 5-day challenge that's coming up. It is totally free. And listen, what it's going to do is help you think about, how do you add participation? How do you add more engagement and opportunities for your people to actually get results in your online programs? And each day we're going to jump on live with actionable tips for you to be able to do that. So would love to invite you to sign up for the Gamify My Course Camp, which is going to be August 7th through the 11th with a special bonus session on the 14th. So come and join us. Can't wait to see you at camp this year, because listen, your kids get to go to camp, other people get to go to camp, so I think over the summer we should all go to camp as well. All right, so we're going to do fun activities like tug of war and archery practice and different things like that. So go check out our page at bit.ly/2023_gamify. That is how you can get a hold of us. In the show notes, there should be a QR code and this link for you to jump on and register. It's totally free and would love to see you on August 7th. All right, there you go. Have a great day.